This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping this safe, free and safe in the coronavirus effort, too. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, thanks so very much to the guys and gals getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail haulers with the United States Postal Service, thanks so very much to Felix and the gang out there getting it done wherever and however you're taking that mail to. Now, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and hauling the diesel, that's a tough job. That would be our buddy Tom and his pals. Good luck with that, and have yourself a safe day, everybody. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter as at Captain's America. We're also on Truth Social at Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can find us at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we want to thank you very much for going over there. We're getting some very good numbers. Our numbers since we... Let's see, since we started this year, our numbers over there have gone up 190% since we started the year and started to emphasize the website more. In addition, folks, we now have 12,000 members of our group, 12,000 members of our group. That's up from 2,300 about 6 months ago, so there you go. Now, we always say the pledge when we start the show, and this is not any different. Frank Salvato has a day off because of a personal emergency that he has to respond to. So we're going to say the pledge right now. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Now, the reason we say the pledge, and we have ever since we started the show, is because on this program, we are Americans first. And we're not afraid to say, God bless America. We're not afraid to stand up and salute the flag. We're not afraid to put our hands over our heart when a flag goes by or whatever the situation might be. And we're also not afraid to use the words God on this show, because that's what America is all about. And to the people out there that try to put that down or try to have that reneged or removed or replaced or whatever, you're the damn fools. You're the damn fools. This country was built on fundamental principles which are still alive today. And we need to understand what makes America go. It's its people. It's people. And when you start talking about these guns, like I've been hearing for the last several days, whoa, the gun law, whoa. Folks, it's not the guns. It's not the guns. It's the person with the gun that's creating these problems. Now, granted, this kid, they're going to find out, the more they find out about him, that he had a screw loose. It's already beginning to look that way, obviously. Anybody that has to wear eyeshadow and makeup and lipstick has got a little bit of a problem. Especially when they're a boy or a man trying to look like a girl. That's a little bit of a problem there. But that's just me talking. Could be wrong, but no, call me crazy if that's the case. But nobody I know goes around doing that. So, again, it's another situation where you have to, you just have to take a look at the source of this information, where this stuff is coming from. This is just unbelievable. We're living in tough times. It's a tough time to be a kid in America and be brought up by, say, one parent. I had the luck of having a mother and a father. And a lot of neighbors. We were a farming community, and everybody knew everybody. And if you got into trouble, the whole neighborhood would show up to help you. I remember my dad had a barn fire. One of his barns caught fire. People came over, helped clean things up, helped get the barn turned down, helped turn it around and build the barn back up. How you like that? All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, the radio out of Georgia.
Hey, my friend, what's up?
I want to call back in and tell you what you're talking about right there. It wouldn't be so hard for kids if people would bring them up into churches.
Yep.
So they could understand the Word of God.
Yep.
They would all be a lot better off.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right, my friend. Okay, you be...
Thank you, buddy. I'll have a good one.
Thank you. You be careful, my friend. Okay, that's Laredo. He's one of our drivers up there in Georgia. And Christine... What about partly blaming Hollywood or blaming gaming companies? Yeah, that's all part of it too, Christine. You know, the kids are watching these movies, and somewhere along the line, we lost our sense of morals and values with some of the stuff they're putting in these movies. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable. And this woke stuff and all that, that's a bunch of nonsense. By the way, if you want to get rid of that, get rid of the cable TV. There's private channels you can watch, news channels or whatnot, with programming on it that's a lot better than what they're putting out there now. And thanks a lot, Christine. I appreciate the message there. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. The number is 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. 877-969-8600. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate it very, very, very much. We look forward to talking to Kyle again tomorrow night on the weekend edition. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought either a new or a certified pre-owned Nissan or other type of vehicle from Moss Nissan up there in Newport Richey. Now, it's amazing how they get their customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way to Maine, I might add, up and down the central part of the U.S., up into not only Wisconsin, but also Michigan, also over into Minnesota, and all the way out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles there all the time. And clean trade-ins, oh my goodness, they are commanding a great resale price. You can take advantage, upgrade your vehicle now, get more money for that certified pre-owned than what you thought you were going to get. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, and first responders and church pastors all get a great deal and great care taken care of them. Why? Because we love you. Now, Nissan locations are up in Crystal River. Our flagship station store is at 19 and 54 Newport Richey. Of course, you're going to find Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway, will be opening soon. Looks like it's going to be open in July, maybe sooner. But that's what's going to happen there. Now, Moss Nissan, the home of whatever it takes to be the best in the country. Moss, M-A-U-S. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And go over there to Newport Richey and see Sean. See Sean in the Newport Richey store. Walk up to him and tell him the captain sent you. Watch and see what happens. Watch and see what happens. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a lot of discussion about something called the replacement theory in the wake of the horrific Buffalo shooting spree. And, of course, now this deal in Texas. Other mass killers, such as the Tree of Life synagogue shooter, also may have alluded to it. Now, the elite media is predictably pinning it on conservatism to use as an instrument to discredit rather than rebut. But the truth is more complicated. During the run-up to the election of Obama and sometime afterwards, left-of-center commentators promoted the idea of the inevitable political victory of the left due to racial demographic shifts. This was, of course, nonsense. Race was not destiny, and immigrants have a history of assimilating to American values in their voting patterns over time, and we've seen plenty of that play out. Now, the fact that some on the right may have fallen into a similar mistake shows how gullible both sides can be. The fact is, left and right adherents to replacement theory need to replace their distorted thinking. There's room for everybody. Think about it, as 39.2 million people will be traveling the highways and byways of the country this weekend, up 8% from the year before. And how would you like to be Joe Biden right now with all the stuff that's going on? And a Washington Post poll comes out yesterday. 54% of the country disapprove of everything Joe Biden is doing, compared to 44% who think he's doing a wonderful job. How do you think that's going to work out? Of course, we still have the polls out there about impeachment. Of all places, the University of Massachusetts Amherst found that 68% of self-identified Republicans want Biden punished and impeached if the GOP takes over the Congress as expected. 44% of the Democrats say the same. Now, that's the highest I've seen the Democrats in any poll anywhere about something like this. So maybe there's hope at the end of the rainbow yet. At least I hope so. It shows that there's something going on, right? Now, let's not forget that we heard all about Stacey Abrams and the Democrats in Georgia, and, oh, my God, the new voting law in Georgia was just going to stop the numbers, and people weren't going to show up the way they used to, and it was going to be really bad, and, oh, it was terrible. They were going to suppress the votes. Well, secret timeout, listen to this. A record number of votes, a 212% increase in turnout from the 2020 presidential primary just happened in the primary race in Georgia. And it was 168% increase from the 2018 gubernatorial primary. Now, this new data comes from what past studies have shown: election integrity, measures that do not suppress the vote. They never have. They never will. It's made it better. It's made it easier. And if one more Democrat in Georgia speaks up and says, the vote was suppressed, we couldn't get this, we couldn't. Really? Then how come you had a 212% increase in turnout and votes? Explain that one. Stacey Abrams, you need to sit down and be quiet. You have no idea what you're talking about. And once again, you were proven to be an outright liar. Once again. Liars figure, but the figures don't lie. And these numbers were run, and they were run, and they were run, and they were run, and they were run. So we know they're right. Now, the teachers are coming to Houston. You know, back in the day, teachers were supposed to be teaching students, right? Well, seems like Randy and her union are going to be showing up protesting about the deadly mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. They're going to protest at the NRA event. Their buddy Beto is going to be there as well. And I don't really know what they expect to do, except possibly get arrested. Because the thing of it is this is very, this is just tragic. Tragic. And to have the teachers' union show up to protest at an NRA event about the type of weapons that they think should not be allowed anymore. And they keep calling these assault weapons. Folks, they are not assault weapons. Now, the word AR, okay, doesn't mean automatic rifle. I heard somebody yesterday tell me machine guns. They use the word machine guns for AR. Well, these are automatic rifles. They fire hundreds of shots. I says, really? Where'd you get that at? Well, the guy had 500 rounds of ammunition. Look, he was going to fire all that. I says, he did? I said, I don't know where you got that, but I heard he had 360 rounds they found. And he had the standard magazines. Standard magazines. They're a little bit bigger than what the 10 magazine would have been, which is what they pretty much want to make standard. I heard that he had some 30s, and that's what he was using. But he didn't have a machine gun. He didn't have an automatic weapon, because you can't do that with that weapon, make it fully automatic without some major adjustments to it. And it usually takes a gunsmith to do that. And most gunsmiths are not going to touch a weapon like that. Why? Because they can go to jail for doing it. And they know it. And Georgia is a very gun-friendly state. And those guys that come there that want to get those guns automated like that, you know, set up that way, they usually get turned in. My buddy Mark Walters lives up there, and he'll tell you that. We had a conversation about this last year, about this time, as a matter of fact. Okay, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and if you want to give us a call, you're going to hear the number coming up here. So let's take it away, and I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The gunman in the Uvalde school massacre walked through an unlocked door unchallenged, then killed 19 children and two teachers while in their classroom for an hour before a tactical team ended the rampage. A Uvalde high school senior describes the child gunman and his warning signs on ABC 8 in Dallas, Texas.
And I don't see this covered, and I'm going to put this out there. He would hurt animals. He was not a good person. He would go to the parks and try to pick fights.
Ukraine dominated the official and unofficial agendas at Davos, the World Economic Forum taking place in Switzerland, with over 2,000 financial experts. A darkening global economic outlook was the number one talking point this week. Eurozone inflation hit a sixth consecutive record high in April, with an annual 7.5% rise in consumer prices. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Silvato. He has the day off because of an emergency, family emergency. And he'll be off Monday, too. That's all I know about it. If I find out any more, I'll let you know. But that's where he's at today. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. It's a product that I've taken for over 7 years, and I take it because it works, and that's a very good reason to take it. Now, the problem that I have has been constant for those 7 years. It's been the swelling and the inflammation and the pain in my left foot and my left ankle, which has now switched over to my right foot and ankle. I guess it wants some sympathy for the other one or whatever. But I do take the Relief Factor because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, which helps my body to support its natural response to inflammation, which really helps. Now, it doesn't get rid of all the pain at once, usually, but it certainly lowers it, and eventually it will lower, alleviate, take the pain away totally. When I take the second dose, when I do that at around lunchtime. You take this with food. I take it with breakfast. I take it with lunch. And that's usually all I need. It's 100% drug-free. And, of course, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's good for you. All you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the three-week quick start, cost $19.95. And you'll be in like Flynn, and you'll know what I know. And I'm telling you, it works for me. It'll sure as heck work for you, too. All right, going to go to the telephone lines. I do believe I've got Elliot Wesley Chaplin on the line. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, you do, Captain. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
All right. Look, I've got something very important I want to speak with not only you but the American people about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, America, to be straight up about it, I have never been a clear supporter of ex-President George W. Bush, but I do not hate him. I am glad that American intelligence arrested a terrorist who was planning to kill the president.
Yep.
Now, President Bush ranch is in Texas, the most impactful state that is bearing the brunt of Joe Biden's open borders, George Soros and Barack Hussein Obama's open border, open society. Not once have we heard a word from George W. Bush about the millions of illegals coming across the border. He has been completely silent. Bush, I can bet you 10 times over, America, that we have hundreds, if not thousands, of terrorist cells that are here, from Venezuela to Cuba, Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, Africa, World Threat, El Shabaab, ISIS Africa, Boko Haram, and Black Axe are all killer cells that sometimes merge together as one. President Bush, we see you. You're always in the face of Hillary and Bill Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle Obama. Now, both presidents and their wives have actively tried to destroy the Republican Party by cheating at elections, creating a woke state in our country, destroying our young people. Yeah, that's right. Our young people, our children and grandchildren, exposed to sexual indoctrination. President Bush, I am looking for you to provide strong leadership in the state of Texas. We just had a mass shooting in our state. Now, you should have been there with all the officials, Ted Cruz, Governor Abbott, and all the others. You should have visited the border, planned but unannounced. Speak with Border Patrol. You know, hang out, Mr. President. President Bush, when we do not see you speaking out for these causes, we wonder about your patriotism to the conservative cause. President Bush, I do not hate you, but you can do better in the interests of conservatism. Much love, Captain. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Elliot, and happy Memorial Day for the reasons that you and I know about. All right, that was Elliot. And, of course, he knew what I was talking about there. No, Elliot is always on top of things, and he always has a great way of presenting his issue. And that I have no problem with at all. And I've wondered myself, you know, I realized that they had the ranch down there in Crawford, which isn't that far away from the Mexican border. But you got to wonder what the heck's going on down there. And we haven't seen him. And I would have thought we might have seen him in Uvalde at this site of the shooting. Now, we do know that Joe Biden is going there on Sunday. He's probably taking his wife with him, I'm going to guess. And I believe they're perhaps going to show up at a church, maybe. That's what all of this is about. At least it should be on a Sunday. We'll see. But, you know, the other guy who might be there is this jackwagon, Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke owes the people of Uvalde an apology. What he did the other day when he showed up in Uvalde and got in the face of the governor, when the governor was there doing the right thing, and Beto O'Rourke was doing the wrong thing, he should have been arrested right on the spot because he wouldn't leave the first time. And good morning, there's George the Godfather. He says, great job, Elliot. So, Elliot, you got one thumbs up. You'll probably have more than that, though, in a minute. But you got two because you got mine, too. And I'm pretty sure Christine's giving you a thumbs up here, too, because she's also chiming in. So we got all these people so far chiming in. In the thumbs room. And Christine's back to Stacey Abrams. She's saying, if Georgia is so terrible, why does Stacey Abrams live there? Well, because it's so terrible, she's going to run the state. So she thinks. But anyway, craziness. It's all there is craziness. And good morning, George. What about the 16 prisoners? It's more than that, isn't it? But anyway, what about the 16 prisoners? They're not going anywhere. I think they're being held under the guise of the Okay, George just chimed in again, and he said Bush mentioned that they should all be prosecuted. Okay, well, I don't know what Bush said. I wasn't paying any attention at the time, but I don't think the 16 political prisoners, which I still think is more than that, for some reason I'm thinking it's more people than that, they're not going anywhere. They're going to be held until they're tried one by one by one by one by one. And it's kind of a downward effect. By the way, have you seen John Durham and what's going on there? Wow. It looks like as if Mr. Sussman is going to get charged and found guilty of something. What the something's going to be, I don't know yet, but it's going to be an upward push for him, where there's other people in the pipeline that are now going to be thinking to themselves, well, what do we do now, Slim? Because if Sussman doesn't want to go to jail for a while, he's going to spill the beans on some people. And we'll see how that plays out. John Durham has been really smart in his prosecution. And for the people that thought that this was going sideways and nothing was going to happen, you're wrong. Durham knew exactly what he was doing. And he's done it to perfection. Perfection. And I'm happy to say that I think he's got more of that perfection up his sleeve for the next couple of cases coming down the pike. And I think what's going to happen is a lot of these lower-level FBI people are going to wind up finding themselves criminally charged and convicted, which may lead them to some other people. Hillary, well, we can hope. But Hillary, unfortunately, is probably going to escape the whole mess again and might have to pay a fine of some sort. That'd be about it, in my opinion. I could be wrong. I hope I am, because I really think Hillary is up to her eyeballs and alligators with this, and she should be held fully accountable and convicted of whatever it is that they would charge her with. Maybe conspiracy. We'll see. Okay, hold that thought. I got Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, coming in right after this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I will be right back with more on a Friday morning. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173. It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, the hat trick guy, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is right here, right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. And we're going to see if the Tampa Bay Lightning can do the hat trick and win three in a row. Be the first time since the New York Rangers had pulled that off, and the Rangers are on the brink of elimination. Carolina Hurricanes win to make it a 3-2 series lead now. It's been going home in a way for the Hurricanes. If they play at home, they win. If they play on the road, they lose. I remember when the good old Tampa Bay Lightning did that, Captain, in the early 2000s when they won the Stanley Cup in seven games. The home ice advantage can make a difference. So we shall see how that all plays out. And obviously the Tampa Bay Lightning will either play the Hurricanes or the Rangers. Hurricanes win the next one. Then they will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the Rangers, I'm still not going to count them out. They've got a great team, and they're capable of winning two in a row. The good news for the Tampa Bay Lightning is that this series is taking a lot out of both teams while they're resting. So hopefully they rest well and then come back and we'll be one of these teams. We'll see if they can pull that off. It should be interesting, Captain Matt Bruce. And want to say good morning to everybody out there in America, and to you also, and to have a Remembrance Memorial Day weekend, to say the least. Want to thank you for your service, Captain, and all our veterans out there. And let's keep a good thought and a prayer, and go up to a vet and talk to them, because you know, you guys go through a lot, been through a lot, and we need to acknowledge that. So again, thank you for your service, Captain. the Warriors are going to have eliminated the Mavs, and they're going to go back to their sixth NBA final in 8 years.
Jeez.
Man, I mean, that's Steve Kerr's done a heck of a job with the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. He really has. Great, great coach. He was a good ball player with the Chicago Bulls. And him and Michael Jordan won a few championships together, to say the least. So he knows how to win, and he has this team win.
Yep.
So, Indy 500, Captain, they're going to run it Sunday. Okay? They will drop the green flag, baby, at 12:45. So we shall see what happens there. And rock and roll, man.
Back to the old days.
Yes, sir. Back to the old days, you know. Curious to see who's going to win this one. Should be an exciting race. Penske's always puts on, you know, a good show. So wish him well. Always a good organization for the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. It's good for the community up there. And wishing everything to go smooth and well there and not have any crazy accidents. And it just be a good, clean race is what I'd like to see. And that's going to be a lot in the way of this weekend. I want to do a shout-out to Scotty Scheffler. He's among the co-leaders at the Schwab Golf Tournament. He missed the PGA Cut last week, Captain, and he was odds on favorite to win it. So I have to give him credit for bouncing back. Sometimes when that happens, guy goes into a wall for a while.
We've got to talk. I hate to do it. We've got to talk about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Okay. He had a tryout with the L.A. Raiders, and he reportedly impressed the L.A. Raiders with his workout. Yeah. Where do we go from here?
If he's going to make it anywhere, it'll be in Vegas, that's for sure. Roll the dice and see what happens, I guess. You know, I'm curious to see if they're going to take a shot on him or not. You know, Mark Davis is like his father, Al Davis, likes to take chances and likes to make a splash and make a name for himself. And, you know, I mean, the guy, he looks in shape. He looks like he could be a backup quarterback and see what he does. I'm curious if his antics would be in line with a lot of people's thoughts. That would be the difference. And I'm curious how he's going to act. And if he does act up, what's going to happen about it?
Right. They'll get rid of him. That'll be it. He'll be done with football. Watch.
Okay. All right.
That's my opinion, and I think that's what will happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I believe you're right, and I agree with you. But I'm curious, Megan Rapinoe, now she's back in the limelight again talking about gun control. You know, really? I don't know. Sometimes I think athletes should stay their lane, Captain. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, nobody wants to watch an athlete because they think that he's got a political opinion. They want to see what he's famous for being an athlete for. That's number one. So, therefore, say what you want off the court. Don't say what you want on the court or in the stadium, on the field. And whatever you do on or off the field is totally different than on the field. That's my opinion.
I like that. Okay. So you feel they have a right to say their piece.
Yep.
And if they want to take the position, that's fine. Just don't do it on the sports time.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. I think most people would agree with you.
Yeah.
Again, Captain. Isn't it, where have we gone wrong and lost time and place? I don't understand that. I mean, we all grew up knowing that what's proper, not proper. It's not the time or place to say that right there, Patrick. Don't do it. But, I don't know. We just seem to have gone off deep end on that one. Little NFL football, the Browns and Panthers. We're going to talk about doing a trade with Baker Mayfield down there in Carolina from Cleveland. But the Panthers wanted them to eat $13 million of Baker Mayfield's salary. That's a lot of money, man. And I don't get that. And there's no guarantee Deshaun Watson with his situation he's going to be the starting quarterback.
Captain. No, because he may wind up in jail.
So, you know, that has to be discussed and looked at also. So, I don't know. They better have, but I don't know. I'd treat the guy a little different, a little better, because if things don't go right, he is going to be your starting quarterback. So why do you want to alienate him? I don't know. It's funny how some of these organizations treat their players too. And that's when I understand the players saying something. You know, if it has to do with that, I don't care when they say it. They have the right to do that.
Well, go ahead and wrap it up, sir.
You got it, brother. Just want to let everybody know, have a safe Memorial Day weekend, please. And be safe. Get a second set of eyes on your insurance papers. My name's Patrick Hyland. I can advise you and help you tremendously when it comes to Medicare, life insurance, annuities, any veterans benefits that you want to know about. Any veterans out there, give me a call. It's 813-966-1052. Simple number, 813-966-1052. Captain can let you know that I've helped him out and several of his military friends. God bless. Have a great weekend, Captain.
I'll see you soon on Sunday. Thank you very much. Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right, Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone, Sundays, 11 to 12, my flagship station. All right, get ready, folks. Here it comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something before I hit politics here locally. Another thing, Hillsborough County, my client, we just paid $100,000 to Hillsborough County. I love the employees of Hillsborough County, the 3,000-4,000 employees who should get a bonus. Don't tell me the county don't have the money because you're spending money left and right. What I don't have any respect for is the five Democrats who are keeping the $7,550 million building closed, but the tax collector is open and you can go there. The building department and the site review is not open to the public, and we're paying the taxes. And you Democrats should be fired immediately. It's a disgrace to Hillsborough County and DeSantis. You need to get down here. If we need to go outside the building department, tell them they got to open up, then that's what we got to do. Let me say something else on this show. I told you 1,000 times already, but you don't want to hear me. The left has a hitman on every corner. Has nothing to do with the kids. They have a button man. Do you understand that? Joe Biden has nothing to run on. His record sucks. He's the worst president in American history. But does Obama call him out because he sucks? Does anybody on the view? No, of course not, because they're all paid by the Chinese and the Russians to sell us out. Now stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and let's get to work.
All righty, thank you very much, Todd Tampa. We appreciate that. He'll be back probably on Monday with another one of his 60-second blurbs. And I'll be back tonight with the weekend editions. It's all about America here on this program, folks. It's America First. God bless America. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.